The Gemara of Tomor the Bia Rishoni Yavro. I Tomor became pregnant from the first Bia. You know, there's a kash, like before we said, the Mishnah says, well, Mafrishinoi, so you have to separate them. We have to make sure they didn't become pregnant. So Gemara's question was, Ayin Isha Damisaberis from the Bia Rishoni. So Gemara answers, we're talking about that night when the two wives got mixed up, that they had two times Bia. So therefore, by the second time, maybe they became pregnant. But Mashma, from one time, after being together one time, she can become pregnant. So now the Gemara asks the question, why not? For Tomer, the Maisa by Tomer and Yehuda was that the Bia Rishon Yabra, Yehuda only lived with her one time, and after one time she became pregnant. So you see, after one time he could become pregnant. So Rashi, Mi Yehuda, Kidiyamala Kamon, the heir of Oinan Shlai Kadaka Shimshu. Even though Tamar first was married to Aaron Oinon, but they never lived with her Kedaka the normal way. So she was never like a Bula, she was always a Psula. The first one that went into a Kedaka was Yehuda. And we see after the first time she became pregnant. So Gemara says, Omalei, Tamar be'etzpa ma'aka. Tamar, before she lived with Yehuda, she put her hand there and like broke the Psula. So therefore, since she put her hand there first, she made the place a little bit wide, therefore it was possible by the first bia that Yehuda had with her, she could become pregnant. Rashi says, Betzpa miyako, koidem bia upischa pasuach, vehevilo kebeit bias. His Tama put her hand there and pulled out the psulim before him, so the place was opened as if it was the second time to have bia. The Yomar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzchak said, Koma ukais shel beis Rebbe. All in the place of Beis Rebbe, any lady that was Moacha used to pull out their psulim, Tamar Shimon. They used to call the names Tamar. For Lama Nikra Shimon Tamar, how come in this place, by Rebbe's place, they used to call themselves Tamar? Al Shem Tamar, on the name of Tamar, Shemiaka Vietzpa. Because that was the Maisa. By Tamar, before she lived with Yehuda, she like put her hand there, B'yei Samakam, to widen the place, that she could become pregnant from the first Bia with Yehuda. Rashi called Moachoy Shabbos Rebbe. Hamashiores Bisulehim. He used to pull out the Bisulim. Bietzpuyoseim. Tomer Shmont. He used to call the name Tomer. How to shame what happened with Tomer. Fred the Gemara, is this true? Vyoheve Erev Oinon. I, Tomer, first was married to Aaron, then Oinon. So she had already a husband. So that's why maybe she was like a Bisul already. A Bul already. That's why the first time Yehuda lived with her, she became pregnant. But it's no Raya from Anisha, that's a Bisula. Samura says, no, Er v'oinon shim shush le'kadarkun. That they lived with Tamar, they never had real beer with her, it was always shalai kadarkun. It wasn't the normal way, so they never broke up Zulim. The first one to go into her normally was Yehuda. So that was the question, how'd she become pregnant? The Teret says, she was miyako biyad. Meis ve'avakasha. Says, kol eswun v'yarba chodesh, all the 24 months, when Anisha, after Anisha gives birth, when she's nursing for the next 24 months, the Tanakhama says is, Dash mi bifnim, vizor mi bachutz. Person has a right when he lives with his wife to be dash bifnim, go inside back and forth, but then vizor, when it comes to let the zera out, do it outside. In other words, not to make her become pregnant. So Rashi says, Kol chof dal and chedish yotinik yonik, Dash mi bifnim, vizor mi bachutz. Kedesh loy tisaber, she should not become pregnant. That she should stop nursing her first son, and then the first baby will die. So in order the 2 years that the Malanisha nurses, she should not become pregnant. So that's what the Tanakhama says. That even when you live with your wife then, you have a right to let the Zera outside. Now this the Gemara says no. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, this is Rebbe Elazar Shita. Omalei, the Chum said back to Omalei, so the Chum said back to Rebbe Elazar, no, Avada Ritzosa. Halolu eno elo kemais erev oinon. To do such a thing like that, to live with your wife, and then when it comes to let the zeri do it outside, that's mamash and aveira. That's the same aveira that erev oinon did. And that's the locha vadi, you're not allowed to do like that. And we had before, minashumai mirachimu, you're allowed to live with your wife, and enough to be afraid to become pregnant, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it. Shem epsoim Hashem. But HaKoponim, it says here, that if somebody lives with his wife, goes into her, just let the zera outside, that's kemais erev oinon. So mashmam, that erev oinon, when they live with Tamar, they went into it normally. Just after Shasta zera came out, they let it go outside, not inside her. So again, so it's no raya. So the first kasha we asked is no kasha then. Lechur, if Erev Oinan lived with Tamar, so then when Yehuda lived with him, Avad, it's easy why she became pregnant the first Biyah. Because she already lived with a man already before. So the Gemara answer is no. What it means over there is, Kemaisa Erev Oinan, if you do this type of an Avera, that you dash me bifnim v'zara mi bachutz, it's an Avera like Erev Oinan did, but really, v'loi kemais Erev Oinan. It's not exactly 100% the same thing that Erev Oinan did. What does that mean? Kemais Erev Oinan is like the story, like the Mais Erev Oinan, it says over there, for ho yim bo alashis ochiv v'shichas arza. It says over there, Taka, when they lived with Tamar, they did not let the zera out inside her. V'shichas arza, they let the zera out outside. They didn't want her to become pregnant. But v'loi kemais Erev Oinan, but it's not completely like the same case that happened over there. Nilu hasam by Erev Oinan, by Tamar shloi kedarkoi. Over there, they never lived with her in the normal manner. It was always shloi kedarkoi on the other side, not in the normal manner. V'hocha, but over here, we're talking about kedarkoi. If a person after his wife gives birth for the next 2 years, if will be lived with her normally, just for Shasta Tzoras Azera, lets it out outside, that's an Avera like Erev Oinan did. Even though Erev Oinan did not go into Tamar the normal manner. So that's why the first Gemara's Kasha was, the first one to go into Tamar was Yehuda. So that's the question, how come she became pregnant on the first Biyah? The Teretz says, it was Ma'aka Biyad. Shrati Gemara, Bishlei Ma'oinein, Tichsivbei V'shiches Arza. It's good that the Pasuk says about Oinein that he was Mashke Zera. He put his Zera on the floor, not inside her. So we know Oinein did not go into her. How do we know Er did not live with her in a normal manner? He was the first one. How come he didn't live with her in a normal manner? So my answer is Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. You see, the pasuk says Va'yomiz Gam Oisai. That means Afu Bi Oisai Misa Meis. He also died in the same Misa. So Masha, what do you mean the same Misa for the same Avera? Just like Oinein did the Avera, he was Mashke Zera Levatola. The same thing, Er also died for the same reason. He was Mashka Zera Levatoli, he didn't let his wife, he didn't put the Zera inside his wife. The Mar says like this now. Bishleim Oinein, we understand why, we understand, but it says why he didn't want it to become pregnant, why he didn't let the Zera do it, and he didn't do it normally. Mishum Loi, Loi Zera. Because he knew the child would not be after him, like he was like Bimiyabim, his brother's wife. So the child, the name of the child would go after Er. So therefore, he didn't want to have any children. Because since it like wouldn't be called after himself, it would only be called after his brother, that's why he didn't want to have any children. Ella Er, but the first husband, Er, my time Abdu'achi. How come Er did such a rishis that like, he didn't live with his little Tamar in the normal manner? Why didn't he want Tamar to become pregnant? Why not? So Gemara says, Kideish le tisabe v'yachisha yafya. And she was very beautiful, Tamar. And he didn't want her to lose her niceness. So therefore, he didn't want her to become pregnant in order to give birth and to lose her pretty, her yofi. So that's why that was his rishis. That because of that, he was Mashka Zera Levatola, and because of that, he got Misa, he died. Yeah. Right. Tana Rabbanan. The Brisa says like this. The Pasuk says really, Oisa. What does Oisa mean? Her Prat Lakala. Lafuki Yakala. So Rashi said, Kala means the first time when you're married, the first bia you have. So Rashi said like this, Prat Lakala. Is Rashi before Oisa? So Rashi Pasuk says, V'isha Asha Yishkav Ish Oisa, Shichva Zera, V'rochatzu Bamayim. That's a Pasuk. Pasuk says if an Isha has bia with a man, and the man lets his Zera into the Isha becomes Tamei. So Zera's a Kosef. Even though the Shichva Zera doesn't touch her on the outside, it only goes inside the body. That's called the Beis Hasdorim. That's not Matame. It's a Gzeras HaKosov though. It's a Gzeras HaKosov when a man lives with a lady and puts a Zera into her, she becomes Tame that day. The Pasuk says, V'rachetzu b'mayim, she has to go to the mikvah, and she first becomes Tor, by her Hashem, she becomes nighttime. So Zadiyak Oysa, she became Tame Mutahu, that only she's Tame. So Gemara Dashman's Oysa, she's Tame, Prat Lakala. Not a kala. Hey, Sagrashi de loiboyi tfila. She doesn't have to go to the mikvah, mishum tumas biya rishoina. For the first time in the command, we'll soon explain why. is when Isha gets married the first time, so the first bia she has with the husband, when the husband lets the zer into her, she does not become tamei. That's the prat. A normal Isha is tamei, but prat lekala. The first bia she doesn't become tamei. You don't have this zerat hakasiv that she would have to go to the mikvah. Like the Moshe, Luitzu, she wants to touch Tyrus, Luitzu, she's a kahana, she wants to see Truma, whatever reason, she wants to become Tor, she has to go to the mikvah. She has a din tomerana, shin zera went into a body. Now, Shenkain by a kala, the first time he got married, there's no din tumah. We'll soon see why. Different Rabbi Yud, this is Rabbi Yud Shita. Say, prat l'shloikadarka. No, it's avada, a kala, mainat kamina. A man put how to live with an isha, put a zera into her, she becomes tummy. The pasuk that says oisa prat for some is mishloikadarka. If you did a shloikadarka, there's no din, she doesn't become tummy. Again, as the etzem shichva zera, when that avad is navatuma. If a person would touch the shichva zera, he would become tummy. But here we're talking about it went into the body of the isha. So it's called a maga beisastorim. It's an inside touching that's not metamiyu because of touching. It's only xeras akosiv that when a man lives with an isha, the zera is metamiyu. But only kedarka, not shaloi kedarka, not in the normal manner. Only in the right place, not in the other place. So the Mara, Omalei hoin parade the Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman. So the Rashi says, Shem Chochem. This Chochem hoin, which was the son of Rav Nachman, said to Rav Nachman, that Lemak Sover Rav Yehuda, let's say Rav Yehuda holds, that Rav Yehuda's Shita here is, that a Kala is not Tomei, we should say, what's the Svara? That HaTorah Choso Al Tachshite Kala. The Torah had Rachmanis on a Kala. A Kala just got married tonight. She has all the beautiful makeup on. So if you're going to say that the first bia they have that night, she becomes Tomei, she's going to have to go to the mikvah tomorrow and wash off all the makeup. So the Torah had Rachmanis on her, that's why you're telling me a Kala the first night, she doesn't become Tomei. Trashi Al Tachshite Kala, Kechal, Kechal V'sorak, Shinoisenes Al Paneo, the makeup you put on your face, V'yim Titzfolo, she'll have to go to the mikvah, Yavira Mamayim, the water will take it away. So that's the Svara, what the Torah said, she's Tor. Or Malay, so Rav Nachman answered back. No, that's not the reason. The reason is, L'fishein Isha Misaberes Mebiya Rishoyna. That an Isha does not become pregnant from the first Biya. In other words, that's what the Torah says. V'isha Asha Yishkav Ish Oysa Shichva Zera. The Torah says, if a man lives with a lady and puts a zera inside her, that she becomes tamei. What's the zera sakosiv? What does zera mean? The zera means that she's possible, maybe she'll become pregnant from it. Mashenken, the first bia you have with Anisha, that's our first sugya, Anisha can't become pregnant from the first bia. So since the first bia can't make her pregnant, that's not called this pasuk shichva zera, it's not called roi to become pregnant. So that's why she's not tamei. The Rashi says, that's not called shichva zera then. It's not roi to make her pregnant. But as the etzem pasuk shichva zera, havada, there would be nothing wrong here. That when is she tomei, and when she has bia with a man, and the zera goes inside her, but it has to be from the second bia onwards, that it's possible maybe she'll become pregnant. Now the Gemara says, what's the machlekes here, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Rabbonin, Tzav Rabbonin, say, shichva zera, prat lohora, that's what you first says, shichva zera. It means an Isha only becomes Tamei if when she lives with the man lets his air out inside her. But let's say Yoni has Hora. Hora means Rashi says Shalai has Riyah. The man didn't let out any Zera into her. Even Mandiyama Nishika, we'll have later on, one Mandiyama says Hora means just your Aver touches her. It's almost like you're just kissing over there. Or the Mandiyama Achnosa Satara, or just the tip, the top part of your Aver went inside her. But you did not go completely inside her. So the ma'a, what it means to say is that you did not let your zera out inside her. That's the first prat. She is not tummy then. That's called, the pasuk says clearly, the isha asha yishkav ish oisa shichva zera. Only if the man let his zera out inside her, then she becomes tummy. But if no zera comes out, she's tor. That's the first pasuk, Shichva Zera Prat Loro. Then it says, Ho, Prat L'Shaloi Kedarka. That if somebody does live with her, and he lets the Zera out inside the body, but Shaloi Kedarka means on the other side, the back, not in the front. So if he does it that way, that's a Miyat HaKro, she's not Tomei. Even though here the Zera went inside her, but since she didn't go in the normal way, the other way, therefore she's not Tomei. That's the Tanakh, that's the Chacham Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Savano, Shaloi Kedarka, Vihoro, Mishichva Zera Nafka. When the Pasuk first says it has to be Shichva Zera, that means you have to put Zera inside her, and also it also means a normal manner. Shaloi Kedarka, the other way, that's not called Shichva Zera. Then the Pasuk says, Oiso, huh? What does it mean, huh? She? Prat Lakala, Lafuki Yakala. That the first time the man lives with a lady, the first bia, since she can't become pregnant then, that's not called Roy Lazria, she does not become tummy. That's the Gzeras HaKosef. But says Nugumor now. Ki Yossi Rav in Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Kol Sher Shosu Acha Baila Esther Shonim, if an Ishi either got a get or a husband died, and after that she waited 10 years, and then she first gets married, you should know the Matzias is Shuv Eini Yoledes. She won't be able to become pregnant anymore. She won't be able to have any more children. If she went 10 years without a husband, she won't be able to have children anymore. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, you should know, Loishona, this was only said, El Eshein Daitali Nosei, that these 10 years she didn't have in mind to get married. If she was Mesalik Das, she had no Das to get married, then after 10 years she won't have children. Let's say she wanted to get married, just she couldn't find the right shidduch. Then Miss Aberis, then about that she could become pregnant even later on. Rav is said to the daughter of Rav Chisda, Komeranani Rabbonan Abbas Recha. Now the Maisa was that the Bas Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda's daughter, Rashi says that was Ishtar the Rav. That was really Rav's wife. Now, Abbas Rashi, she assures to Esther Shonu Macha Balecha Rishon for Rami Bar Chom Hevi. There is first, the daughter of Achizda was married to Rami Bar Chomo. Then he died, and for 10 years she lived without a husband. And now Rava wanted to get married to her. So Rava told her, like, how can I marry you? Come around and Rabbanan Abbasrech, Rabbanan saying, like, I shouldn't marry you, because since you waited now 10 years after your husband died, so you're not going to be able to have children anymore. Why should I marry you? Or Mule, she said back to him, no, you should know, Ano da toyo lechavoy. I had a mind to get married to you a long time already. So Mela, when do we say she can become pregnant if she stopped waiting 10 years with not having in mind to get married? But if she had a mind to get married, then it's okay. So therefore, Rava married her. Rava says that hahi di asio lekaim me de Rav Yosef. There was once a lady that came in front of Rav Yosef. Omra loy Rebbe, she said to him, Rebbe, Ano shisa acha baili yeseshonim. You should know, after my husband died, I waited 10 years, violarity, and I gave birth. So like she meant to say, you see the Rabbanim are wrong, even though I waited 10 years till I had children. Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef told back to her, Biti, like my daughter, al toitsiyo laz al divrei chachamim. Don't ever say laz, don't say something bad about what the chachamim say. You should know that Avada, it's not true what you're saying. Omrele, so she said back, she confessed and said, you should know, La Nochri Navalti, Enechnam, Yitaka, right, that throughout these 10 years I did have contact with a guy, and therefore it's not like the Chazal say. Chazal only say if you have no, if you're not thinking about getting married, means you don't live with any men, and you don't think about getting married for 10 years, then you won't have children. But over here, that she did think about an Arai, she lived with a guy, that's why she was able to become pregnant. Right. Oma Shmuel, the kulon tzriches lamtim shloisha chadoshim. Here now, Mishnah, any time an isha live with somebody that's also to her, so we have to make sure to know whether she's pregnant or not, so therefore she can't live with anybody for the next 3 months. Is tzrichin lahamtim shloisha chadoshim. Like in our Mishnah, where the wives got mixed up with the wrong husband, so now they have to first wait 3 months to make sure to know if they're pregnant or not, then they can go back to the husbands. The Rashi says, "Chulan anoshim shenivlu tzrichem lamtim milinosei shloisha chadoshim." They have to wait 3 months. Ache biyosan chutz, only excluding, the Gemara says, migiyaris an ishta became a ger, or mishachreres a rosh, she was a shivcha, she became free. Yeah, mishachreres ketana if they were small. whereas a Giyuris and a Shechremas Ketana doesn't have to wait. So Rashi says, Chutz mi Giyuris mi Shechremas Ketana. V'yaf agav d'stam oiv d'kachovim. V'shiv chazayin asayin. Slechura, if a Goya becomes a Yid, or a Shivcha becomes a Yid, comes a Shukru, Lechura, really they should have to wait 3 months. Because they're becheskas tavznus when they were a Shiksa, when they were a Shivcha. Still here, since she's a Ketana, and a Ketana can't become pregnant, the Rabbanim did not make her wait. So therefore, as soon as she becomes a Jew, or as soon as she becomes a Shukra Eris, she's allowed to get married right away. So Gemara's Medayik, Avo Ketana Bas Yisrael, Tzricha Lamtim Gimachadoshim. Only a Ketana here, a Giyaris or a Shukra Eris doesn't have to wait. But Mashma, a regular Jew, a Yisraelis, if she's a Ketana, and it's a question if she lived with somebody, she does have to wait 3 Chadoshim before she can go back to her husband. So the question is why? Uvamai, what was the case? Ibamiyun, Trashi Uvamai, Nofka Mibaila Kamur. Like, what purpose did she lose her first husband that you're saying she can't live with a second husband until she waits 3 months? Ibamiyun, so Trashi, or Ibamiyun, that she said goodbye to her husband. So the Marv Omar Shmuel, Leiboy, Shmuel said before her, she don't have to wait 3 months. Trashi. So it's really a Ketana, there's no reason to wait 3 months. The only reason is because maybe she's pregnant, and we want to know clearly who the father is. But if she's a Ketana can't become pregnant. Because if you say a Ketana doesn't have to wait, we're afraid maybe Gedolah also won't wait. So Mishum HaGedolah would tell the Ketana they have to wait also. But that's only if they did something that's possible by a Gedolah. But if the Ketana just gave me and said goodbye to her husband, a Gedolah can't do that. So therefore there's no Gzeirah to a Gedolah, you don't have to wait 3 months. So where's the case that a Ketana does have to wait? So if we beget, Elamai the case is where she got a get. For the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Chodazim, the Shmuel said this din already one time. The Amar Shmuel said, Mia Naboy, if a Ketana says goodbye to her husband, ain't it Tzricha Lamtim Shosh Chadoshim. That second she says goodbye to her husband, and the next minute, if she wants to, she can get married to somebody else. She doesn't have to wait 3 Chadoshim. Mashenke Noson Lo Get. Let's say she didn't say goodbye to him, but the opposite, he says goodbye to her. He gives the Ketana a get that a man is married to a Ketana. And now he gives her a get, the lacher is, Tzricha Lamtim Shosh Chadoshim. She has to wait 3 months before she can marry, before she could get married to somebody else. Even though there's no chash here that she's pregnant, but it's a light plug, it's a gzeirah to a gedela. So what's Shmuel's chiddush here? So Gemara says, Ela biznus. What we're talking about right now is,